everybody out there in Radio Land. It's Mr. T here. Put a 5 in the ones place and a 5 in the tens place, and you've got 55, which is the number of this podcast, the last podcast of the year for Rice Elementary. I want to thank everybody right now that's been putting in so much time and energy into these podcasts. Love you guys. Couple of reminders, Father's Day coming up on the 17th of June. I think it's the 17th of June. Be good to your dads. Also, the 15th of June is promotion ceremony here for our promoted sixth graders at Rice. The Rhythmax will be performing a couple of their tunes. Reminders for the summer, just hold on to the 7 habits, everybody, and use them through the summer. Read regularly, laugh every day, get your exercise, and we'll see you back here ready to work your tails off in September. September 4th, by the way. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello, Rice Rockets. My name is Jaylee, and we got a new show for you called Pet Time. Here's Trinity.
Hi.
And I'm going to be interviewing her, and she's going to be answering some questions. So, Trinity, do you have a dog or a cat or a pet of any sort?
I have a dog.
And what's his name?
She's a girl. Her name's Tina.
Oh, and what do you feed her? Any special kind of food?
No, just any kind of puppy food.
Oh, that's very interesting, Trinity. Now, what kind of dog is she exactly?
A Shih Tzu.
How old is she?
Well, I think she's about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, that's cool. I knew someone with that kind of dog. Now, what's her name?
Tina. But she has a nickname, too. We call her Star.
Oh, how long have you had her?
5 months.
That's very interesting. How did you get her?
Well, my brother had puppies from his dog, Lisa, and she had the puppies, and then he gave me one, and that's how I got Tina.
Cool. Maybe I can get one someday. Now, can you tell me a story about your dog?
Sure. Well, when it was, like, December, close to Christmas, I tried putting on some clothes on her, like a tutu and stuff, and a bow, and I put it on, and I thought she wasn't going to like it, but then she liked it, and then, like, she started playing with me and everything.
Well, thanks, Trinity, but that's all the time we have for today. See you next time for more Pet Time.
Hey, Rockets, I'm here in the Jet Club. It's Mr. Termus, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce Destiny, who is going to read from a story called Mice and Beans. Here she is.
Whack, whack, little Catalina swung the piñata stick. Wait, cried Rosa Maria as she remembered what she'd forgotten. But it was too late. Crack, the piñata separated and the children scrambled to collect the candy. How could that be? Rosa Maria puzzled. I must have filled it without even realizing. She laughed at her own forgetfulness as she hugged her granddaughter and said, Feliz cumpleaños, my little Catalina. Happy birthday.
Great job, Destiny. And now it's Angela's turn to read with expression. Take it away, Angela.
Thank goodness I got plenty. She hurried to the cupboard to fetch another. And when it was set and ready to snap, she turned off the light and went to bed. Saturday, Rosa Maria cooked the rice. As the workers assembled little Catalina's present, she set the table and squeezed the juiciest lemons from her tree. Let's see, she said, feeling very proud. Enchiladas, rice, and beans. No dinner was complete without rice and beans. Birthday cake and lemonade. I know I have forgotten something, but what? The candles. But she only counted 6.
Excellent job, Angela. Let's give her a round of applause.
Well, that was a great visit to the Jet Club. But before we go, we want to talk to a few of the students in the Jet Club just to get a little feedback on how they feel about Miss Chung and their experience as a Jet Clubber. Let's hear from her. What have you got to say? Thinking, still thinking. We're going to wait, and we're going to move on to the gentleman right next to her. Tell us a little something about Miss Chung and your experience in the Jet Club.
Miss Chung is a fun teacher.
We agree. When she walks into the teacher's lounge, everybody laughs. I'm telling you, nothing but a sense of humor. Oh, there's somebody popped up right next to me here. What have you got to say about Miss Chung?
Miss Chung is the best teacher I ever had.
And we're going to pay her $1 million next year when she comes back. Yeah, a million. It's in concrete. Do you think she's worth $1 million?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, would you like to share something?
No.
Okay, moving on.
Miss Chung has been the best teacher from Jet Club, and when I come out from summer, I miss her.
That's such a sweet thing to say. Is there anybody that would like to share a little something about what you've learned in the Jet Club?
How to read.
Are you a more confident reader?
Yes.
And you with the hand up. What would you like to share? What have you learned in the Jet Club?
Bob, he helps us remember what we read.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Bob? We'd all love to hear about Bob.
He has a setting to tell us where the person lives, and he has the problem, like what the problem is in the story, and he has a plan to see what is the person's gonna plan, and he shows what the person's feeling.
Wow, you talk about Bob like he's a person. Is Bob a person?
No, he's just a stuff string.
But he helps you understand the parts of a story, doesn't he? Let's hear about the different parts of Bob.
The characters are the same.
That was everybody from the Jet Club sharing about Bob and how Bob helps them remember all the different parts of a story. Bob's like your best friend in here, isn't he, boys and girls?
Yes!
That's wonderful. Who's your second best friend? Probably Miss Chung, right?
Yes!
And your third best friend? Miss Ventura, no doubt.
Yes!
What about Mr. Termus? Where does he fit? Isn't he your, like, fourth best friend?
Yes!
Okay, and your mom and dad, maybe fifth and sixth?
Yes!
Okay. It's actually time to go. Miss Ventura started rolling her hands together about, 8 or 10 seconds ago, which means tie it up, Mr. Termus. You're wasting time. Precious, precious digital time. So, everybody, let's just say bye-bye, Miss Chung, and have a great summer.
Bye, Miss Chung!
Hi, Rice Rockets. This is Mrs. Ventura, and I'm here with someone very special. I'm here with Eric, and he's going to tell us some interesting things about what happened with the choir at Knott's Berry Farm. Eric, I understand you all entered a competition there.
Yep. So, first, we had to sing 2 songs, Tomorrow Needs Us and The Water Is Wide. So, when we were done singing them, we had to go sit down. So, me and Jose got the trophy, and we got superior.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. Were you nervous at all?
Nah, well, kind of.
Did you guys wear any special costumes?
Yeah, no, but suits. Yeah, suits, but not costumes.
What was your favorite part of the suit you got to wear?
I was in front and singing the first part of Tomorrow Needs Us.
Did you guys wear hats?
No, we didn't wear any hats.
Oh, because I remember you guys wore hats last year. So, do you think that this was as good a performance as last year's performance?
This is a good performance than last year's.
We're very proud of our choir, and I know you joined us and wanted to congratulate all of them. Would you like to congratulate them, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Here, this is for all the choirs of Rhythmax. Good luck, and I hope you have a good year.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Eric, and we will talk to you again sometime about what's happening with the choir. Are there any upcoming performances?
Well, tomorrow, It's My Life, the musical.
Great. We'll look forward to it. Well, thank you again, and thank you for listening.
Hey, Rice Rockets. My name is Eliza.
And my name is Shiley. And today we have one funny poem for you. Here it goes.
My brother's really stinky. My brother's really stinky. He's the lowest. He's the worst. He never shares his lollipops unless he licks them first.
Well, that's all we have for today. Tune in next time for more poems.
Hey, 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 what do you say? Hi, Rice Rockets. My name is Deja.
And my name is Cassidy. And today we have two funny jokes for you today.
So here they go.
Why did the man throw the thermometer out of the window?
Why?
Because he wanted to see the temperature drop.
How do computers catch fish?
How?
With its internet.
Well, that's all we have for today, Rice Rockets. See you next time for more jokes.
We can do it, just be brave. Hey, Rice Rockets, my name is Trinity.
And my name is Jaylene, and we got two limericks for you today. So here goes the first one. There once was a bunny whose name was Sunny. Sunny was very fat, and one day he died by a cat, and it was not funny.
Here's the second one. There once was a hog who had a friend that was a frog that was scared of an animal, and it was a female. And look, here it comes, it's a dog. Well, that's all we have for today. Tune in next time for more Limerick.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the last podcast of the school year 2011 to 2012, boys and girls. Isn't this a great crew we've got? These podcasters, they rock the world. They're coming back in September, so get ready for them. In the meantime, stay in touch, stay in tune, and we'll see you down the line.